Generation Next, the program about young people and for them on the waves of Radio Belarus International.
Hello, dear friends. As you understand, a program about you, their hobbies, interests, problems and their solutions. Overall, about current issues that are close to the Belarusian generation. Next is an air of Radio Belarus. So, welcome to the world of our youth. Helen Bass is in the studio for you. And I suggest to learn more about current news from life of Belarusian youth. Please meet Kirill Staselka, a promising Belarusian writer whose novel Marginalis was not only listed in Kufa Records, the local counterpart of the Guinness Book of World Records, but also became a bestseller according to the Populous by Store. His books are read even by those who have little knowledge of the Belarusian language. Kirill was born in Borisov, Belarus. In 2013, he graduated from the Department of Philosophy and Social Sciences of the Belarusian State University with a degree in psychology. In 2014, he took a master's degree course of the researcher's training at the National Academy of Sciences of Belarus. In a moment, Kirill will tell you why he decided to become a writer and create his pieces only in the Belarusian language.
Все началось еще даже в школьные годы, когда начиналась, скажем так, моя работа с различными форматами текста. А сейчас я имею опыт, ну.
When I was a schoolboy, I attended journalist courses and wrote materials for a local newspaper. I'm from the Belarusian town of Borisov, actually. These were my first attempts to work with texts and information. Step by step, I began writing stories for literary magazines. In 2015, my first book, The Kiddie Manifesto, was published. It's a collection of short stories. In 2016, my novel Marginalis was out. Very soon, readers will see my second novel, Vita Morris, Nine Lives. I began writing the Belarusian language from the very beginning. Even my short journalistic materials were in Belarusian. I guess it's my conscious choice. The thing is that my parents are Russian-speaking. I went to school where all subjects were in Russian. But once Vladimir Orlov, a famous Belarusian writer, came to our town. I was at the meeting dedicated to his works. He has a God-given talent. He is a wonderful speaker, poet. And after his lectures, it's impossible not to get interested in the Belarusian history and language. This meeting turned my world upside down.
Generation Next.
You are listening to Radio Belarus International. Helen Bells is in the studio for you. Kirill Staselka, a promising Belarusian writer, is my today's guest. He might be called a provocateur in modern Belarusian literature. Well, he put up for sale the main character of his new book for $50,000. In general, Kirill knows a lot of creative ways to popularize his work, from the find the main character and get a gift quest for readers to stickers in Telegram. Кирилл Стаселько will continue with the topic.
Да, на самом деле, вот как мы перед интервью разговаривали, что и журналист становится сейчас частью конвергентной редакции.
Today it's not enough to write a good book. People of different professions have to gain new knowledge and skills to be successful. The same story with writers. You shouldn't only do an interesting book, but also to tell readers about it, to promote your works. So I decided to draw audiences' attention to my novel Marginalis by a kind of flash mob. Famous Belarusian people in art, in literature, in media took a photo with my book and posted these pictures in popular social networks. The participants of this action were people who succeed in different spheres. Many of them are Russian-speaking, but all of them read my book. We met with some of them and they told me what they thought about my novel. From my point of view, this flash mob is also a good way to demonstrate that a modern Belarusian literature is interesting for different people. I held a lot of different actions of such a kind. Some of them can be called experimental. I guess one of the most interesting was connected with interaction with my readers. I asked them to find the main character in the novel Marginalis. And it was not an easy task, because the novel's structure is not classic, and there are a lot of characters. So I promised to name one of the characters from my next novel by the name of a person who would give me the right answer. And surprisingly, only one lady unveiled the secret. So the novel Vita Morris Nine Lives will be presented soon, and she will be able to find a character with her name. From time to time, I try to hold such actions. On the one hand, it's the way to popularize my book. On the other hand, from my point of view, it's a good way to interact with readers and encourage them.
Generation Next.
You're listening to Radio Belarus International. Helen Bass is in the studio for you. Kirill Staselka, a promising Belarusian writer, is my today's guest. A new novel by Kirill Staselka, Vitamore's Nine Lives, broke two records in the Belarusian literature. This time, not only thanks to the number of characters in the book, of which there are more than 260, but also in the number of genres. There are 7 in the novel.
У меня такие, может быть, тексты, они не совсем классического формата, они и очень насыщенные, и различные, содержат элементы где-то и по жанру, и по стилю.
As I mentioned before, my novels have an unclassical form. They are very rich, have a lot of characters and genres. Perhaps it's my trademark as a writer. But on the other side, recently, I thought whether I'm right. Maybe I go over the top with such a number of characters, but then I realized that nowadays we meet a lot of people, including those with whom we communicate in social networks. So, in this case, my books are close to reality. Also, through my books, I want to show that a casual acquaintance or meeting can change a person's life. I guess it's not a peculiarity of my books, but a certain concept. My books can be exciting for people of different age and interests. They have an intriguing storyline and allusions. Sometimes they're evident, sometimes they're not obvious. I guess it would be more interesting for experienced readers, book lovers. In contrast to my previous book, there is the main character in my new novel. His name is Vitamore. Each part of the book describes a certain period of his life. Also, each part is connected with a certain historic period and a country. Moreover, all parts are written in different literary genres, and each of them has its philosophical concept. The novel has a non-classical form. Perhaps somebody would call it a postmodern variant. Soon I will present it in Minsk, in my native town of Borisov, and other towns and cities of Belarus. Maybe I will present it abroad.
Generation Next.
You're listening to Radio Belarus International. Helen Bass is in the studio for you. Kirill Staselka, a promising Belarusian writer, was my today's interlocutor. His books, The Kiss Manifesto and Marginalis, were shortlisted for a number of national literary awards. However, according to the writer, prizes cannot buy happiness. The main thing is the reader's interest to the Belarusian literature. We're really happy that in our country there are contemporary writers who create their pieces in the Belarusian language and whose books become bestsellers. Hopefully, Kirill Staselka's new novel, Vitamore's Nine Lives, will be no less successful than his previous work, Marginalis. So, dear friends, that's all for today. It's time for me to say goodbye. Helen Bass was in the studio for you. Hope you won't miss Generation next time. Thank you for being with us and see you soon on the waves of Radio Belarus International. Bye-bye.
You will find everything that you want to know about our youth in the program Generation Next on the waves of Radio Belarus International. Every week, you're welcome to learn the lifestyle of Belarusian youth.